When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a brand. That's a slogan. I mean, it'd be weird if it didn't say it.
Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
I will never get sick of that.
Welcome to Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Yay.
This episode, Vicky, it's a pleasure to be doing this episode because...
It's been a while.
Now, for the listeners, they haven't had a break from our voices in their ears.
Nope, we're there every week.
Every week.
Whether they want it or not.
They definitely want it.
Yeah, that's true.
Whether we are together... or not. Obviously, we're always together in spirit.
In spirit, yeah.
But whether or not we are physically together or not is not necessarily an issue.
No.
You will always be getting a wonderful episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
It's true. It's true.
But you're back.
I'm back. I'm in Australia.
You are back. You've been traveling for quite a while.
I was away for a whole month.
That's 4 whole weeks.
4 whole weeks.
And I mean, anyone that's not lucky enough to follow Vicky on Instagram.
You should all be doing that.
But holy shit, you had some stories, didn't you?
I had the best time. Oh my God. I haven't been on a holiday. I think we discussed it forever ago when I first sort of started talking about this. But I haven't been on a holiday for years.
Yeah.
Like years and years.
Yeah.
And I haven't been overseas for like 10 years.
Wow.
And so like it was just, oh, it was so good. Like,
and it's prime time to go on holidays because, you know, technology.
Yeah. Well, the last time I went overseas, Facebook was like just a thing.
Yeah.
And smartphones were not a thing.
Wow.
Like that's how long it's been.
Was I born?
Shut up. But like, yeah, that's how long it's been since I've been overseas.
Wow.
So like last time I took like a video camera overseas.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. This is how old I am. But like, cause yeah, I wanted to like film some stuff and everything. And that was how you had to do it. Like it was a small video camera, but it was still a video camera. And
wow.
Whereas this time.
Was there like tape or?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, it was a tape. It was like one of those mini DV ones. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
That is insane, I literally.
Yeah, you're a crazy person.
But yeah, I feel like...
Whereas this time I was just like taking Instagram stories, like 15-second videos nonstop.
Literally, like, again, I mean, I'm saying this for anyone that wasn't following Vicky while she was away, but holy shit. Like every day I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, another bloody story from Vicky. And it'd be like 20.
It happened a lot when I was... wherever I was like by myself.
Yeah.
So when I was in Singapore, I was by myself.
Yeah.
And I was very happy to, like, it was a very nice few days.
Yeah.
But like, you're not sort of with anyone else. So you're not like taking, like, you don't have to like talk to anyone else. You don't have to be there with anyone else.
Yeah.
So literally all I was doing was just taking Instagram stories and loving every second of it. It was so good. And also, like, I did, like, a big highlights thing on my Instagram. So you can still go back and, like, look at all of it.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, now I have that.
Sweet
and
plug.
Yeah, you know, just it's vicster.gram. Go have a look.
Fuck, all of these episodes always just turn into self-promotion.
We're so good. You should follow us on everything.
Oh, my God. Vicky just did, like, a head nod. I've never seen it before, but it was incredible. The sass that was there was amazing.
But, yeah, like, now I have that, like... You know, yeah, because when I went overseas last time, it was like I wanted to edit together. Like all I wanted to do, I think I came up with Instagram stories before they existed because all I wanted to do was take like short clips of each place and edit them together and have like a
montage.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. That was all I wanted to do. And now that's exactly what Instagram stories are.
Yeah.
So that's all I did.
I feel like that's the thing. Hey, like – when technology is available, it's awesome to use it. Like, why
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Last night I went to the movies and after the film, there was only six of us in the cinema.
Yeah, right.
And after the, and we were all sat very close together because it was like the ideal seats.
Yeah.
And after the film, like during, it was a Marvel film, so after the credits, there's like more clips or whatever. And so we were all sitting there, and as soon as the credits rolled, we got our phones out and we were waiting for the Marvel clips, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, obviously, you know, we've got things going on. Yeah. We had people to reply to. I think, in fact, one of the messages was to you, Vicky.
Probably.
And so we were all there. And then I heard this like mum behind us be like, oh, look, we're the only ones not on our phone.
Oh my God, shut up.
And I was like, okay, like, just cool the sass down a bit. Yeah. And I just like turned around to just like check out, you know, what kind of person she was. Mm. And she was like exactly the type of person you'd think she would be.
Managers, like, I want to talk to the manager haircut.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Like, her name's Sandra.
Probably, yeah. Like soccer mom, but yeah. Like, yeah. Anyway, and so I ended up putting my phone away because I was done with the things that I was doing.
Yeah.
And we were, again, as I said, waiting for the clip. And I just so happened to turn around.
Yeah.
And then none of us were on our phones, and her and her husband were on their phones. And I was like, oh, okay, so you're better than me because you waited an extra 3 minutes?
Yeah, fuck you.
No, you're not. Like, I'm just, you know, more efficient.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you look at your phone when you have the option to, like, especially if you've got messages sitting there waiting to respond to?
Totally. And, you know, I'm not saying that we need to be on our phones every second of every day.
No.
But
you can respond to a message.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been too, I mean, I definitely sound like the biggest Gen Y person. I'm like defending my, I guess if you need to defend it, it's probably
if like. Smartphones existed in the 60s, absolutely. Like, people who are now baby boomers would be
using them. 100%.
Absolutely.
Because they were using the technology that was available to them at that time.
Of course.
If there are any baby boomers that listen to our podcast that have any objections to anything we're saying, shut up.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about it.
No, I mean, hit us up with a message because you use Facebook because it's available.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think that's the first time that my angry voice has been heard on this podcast.
Yeah. Takes a bit. But baby boomers bring it out in you.
Oh, remember when we had Stu Dolman?
That was literally what I was going to say, when we had Stu Dolman on.
He really raged it at the boomers, didn't he?
Standing in doorways.
That was, yeah.
And then for the next like week, or maybe even longer,
all you saw was that.
All I saw was that. And I'd like message him like photos of it every single time. He's crazy. Like, I told you.
It's a real thing that happens. Speaking of real things that happen, you did some real things that happened. While you're overseas.
No, I made it all up. I've actually just been in my apartment for a month.
Yeah, you've actually just stolen someone else's stories. Yeah. I can tell you, they are very active with their story filming. What were some highlights for you?
I mean, food in Japan.
Yeah.
A few people have asked me this and they're like, oh, so what was the best bit? I'm like, it was the food in Japan. Because, oh my God. It was just incredible.
I like that you suffixed that. You're like, it was the food. In Japan.
Well, okay. No, the food everywhere I went was incredible.
Yeah.
Singapore was like, okay, so there's the Gardens by the Bay in Singapore, which are these incredible, I put photos of it up on my Instagram so you can see it.
At Vixstagram. Yeah. Vixsta.gram.
Vixsta.gram. But it's this beautiful, like, it looks like something out of a sci-fi movie, which I am 100% into.
Yeah.
And like, if that was like a world in Star Wars, like a planet in Star Wars, I would, yep, absolutely. It looks like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so I went there, and there's these big domes as well that have like, one has what's called a cloud forest and the other one has like a flower garden thing. Like, they're huge, but and they were just incredible. They're also air conditioned.
Wow.
Right? So Singapore is the most humid place I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like incredible how humid it is.
It sounds like a positive word, but it's not.
No.
It's incredible as in it's mind-blowingly bad.
Yeah, exactly. But like, if one of those domes covered the city, I reckon I'd want to live there.
Yeah.
I love Singapore so much. Yeah. It was so good. And I had this is me going back to the food, not just in Japan. I went to one particular, they have like hawkers markets and all that sort of stuff over there. And I had black pepper crab from one. And it was maybe the best thing I've eaten in my entire life.
Wow.
Until I got to Japan and had one particular ramen.
Wow. I mean, but like, shit. What a trip.
It was so good. I think I sent you a photo of that. It may have even gone up on the page of the black pepper crab. It was just so good.
I don't remember it going on the page, but who knows?
I just sent it to you.
Maybe we should put it on the page now that we're discussing it.
Why not?
Vicky's favorite meal until it was surpassed by
my other favorite meal.
I mean, having the top two meals of your life
honestly,
one trip is pretty amazing.
Eating that black pepper crab, I was like, oh, is this what food's meant to be like? Holy yeah, wow. shit.
Wow.
Like, it was so good.
What about Thailand? Did you eat some Thai street food?
Yeah, or? I got a bit sick, so I didn't eat like a massive – like, it was a couple of days where I couldn't eat.
Yeah.
But the food that I did eat over there was – oh, so good.
I love Thai food.
Just to die for. Like,
really into it.
Yeah. There was this a couple of like street vendors like just outside the place that we were staying,
mm-hmm.
and they were just incredible. Like, yep. And I'm really into like desserts and cakes and all that sort of stuff. And there was a crepe thing like right outside the, oh, mwah, so good. Japan really into crepes as well.
Yeah, they really.
So many crepes, yeah. Like just everywhere. And I'm like, which is why when I like, apparently I lost a couple of kilos while I was overseas.
Yeah.
I'm like, how? I ate ice cream and cake and crepes, so many cakes. Like they have their Family Mart, which is like a 7-Eleven kind of store.
Right.
And they have like a sweet bakery, like prepackaged sweet bakery stuff.
Wow.
Which is just cakes, just so many cakes.
Yeah.
And like cakes with like massive amount of cream in them. And oh, I bought so many cakes and I ate all of them.
And yeah, but you would have been walking
heaps. I walked
heaps
so much, yeah.
Yeah. This is quite, I think, controversial. I'm not hugely into sweets.
Like, it's not hugely cakes. It's not controversial. It's just very not me.
Yeah, like I just – I'm like given the option of like a delicious cake or a cheese board.
Yeah.
I'll take the cheese board every single time.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Given the option –
that's fine because that means there's more cake for me.
That's true. We actually work well as a team then.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about this recently who's like really into chocolate.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, which would you rather, chocolate or cakes? And I was like – honestly, neither.
Yeah, right.
Like I would much rather
cheese.
Yeah. Or yeah. Like, for example, this morning we went to brunch.
Yes.
And I had three types of carbs.
It's true, you did.
I'm really into carbs. Like, I don't know how to tell you.
Bread, chips, and hash browns.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, wait, is it three or two types? Because one is both potato. Like hash brown and chips are both potato.
Yeah, but they're different ways.
Yeah.
That's two.
Yeah, great.
You got three servings of carbs.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For anyone playing at home, that is too many servings of carbs. Not at the bottom of the pyramid anymore.
No. Oh, well. It's fine. It looked great.
And it tasted delicious.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. Other than the food, you went to some mad museums or like so – were they galleries or
– yeah, I went to a few different things. There was one in Tokyo that was – a place that I'd wanted to go to for a couple of years now. Like I genuinely wanted to go to this particular design museum for ages.
Yeah.
And we got to Tokyo and the first like full day that I was there, we went to another exhibition at the National Gallery, I think it was at. And then like down the road was this other place I wanted to go to and we got there and it was shut.
Oh,
and
no.
It was shut for like a couple of weeks and I was
no.
And then I realized that it was open when we were coming back into Tokyo like on our way home.
Oh wow.
So luckily I was able to go the end of the trip and it was maybe my favorite thing that I went to. It was this thing called Audio Architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one particular Cornelius, who's a Japanese singer-songwriter band thing.
Yeah. thing. Well, they make noise.
Like it's one guy, but he goes by a, you know, like Tame Impala is Kevin Parker, but he's Tame Impala. It's Cornelius is one particular guy, but he has like standard musicians that work
right,
with him.
Right.
And
I thought Tame Impala were a band.
That they are, but like the guy, like Kevin Parker is the guy that is Tame Impala. And then he has like a few people that work with him most of the time, but not
really?
All the time. And yeah.
Wow.
Blown your
that.
Mind?
Yeah. You blew my mind.
Anyway. So he'd written this song for this particular exhibition and then all of these different like visual artists made like video and all that sort of stuff to go through it. So then you walk into one room and it's just the entire room is this video of like and then you go around the back of that room and it showed you each and every one in like different little like sections.
Wow.
So you could watch it like and be completely immersed in like the one thing and then you go around the back and you get to see all of them. And it was just like
incredible.
It was so good. Like
that
it was,
sounds awesome.
Yeah,
and super lucky that you got to go, even though it was.
Yeah, I was so heartbroken. The bit where we went down, and I was like, "It's shut, and it's not going to open." And then I looked at the dates, and I'm like, "Oh no, we're okay," But I was ready to be like, fuck this whole trip. Fuck everything about it. I'm so upset now. Yeah.
Throw the rest of it in the bin.
Yeah. But I did bring some snacks home and I wanted to give one to you.
Great.
I don't know. I know people love people eating on podcasts.
But I think we should do it.
But I did bring some Kit Kats that are sweet potato.
Wow.
Flavored.
Sweet potato. There's and a Kit Kat.
Carbs and chocolate.
Wow. It's like when two worlds collide.
Yeah.
So your world and my world.
Exactly. So sweet potato for you, chocolate for me.
And,
but I thought that we would give it a shot. I have no idea what it tastes like.
Well, I'm unwrapping.
I don't know if it's going to be any good at all.
I'm unwrapping the packet right now. It is like a purple color.
Yeah. So it's yeah, purple sweet potato. It's called Benny Imo, I think. What does it smell like?
It's sweet.
Good.
It smells like sweeter than a sweet potato, but I imagine it would want to be because it's such a treat. Because
it's with chocolate.
Right?
Oh, what do you reckon? Is it good?
I like it.
Yeah?
You're into it? It's definitely a flavor I've never tasted before.
It's interesting.
It's...
Oh, there we go. Okay.
It's like sweet in like a... I don't
savory kind of way.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. It's like oh, sorry.
It's odd. Delicious. It's odd. I like it. I think.
And I just finished it off by kicking Vicky.
You did.
Which is why I said "ooh, sorry," which would have sounded very bizarre to anyone listening. I'm just eating this, and I'm like, "Ooh, sorry, sorry for the dribble." It's just so delicious.
Is it? There's a bit on the back of the little packets that I assume. Are you meant to like write your name in there so people don't steal your Kit Kat? There's like a blank space.
That's so cute.
There's like a blank space with a pen, like a picture of a pen. So obviously you're meant to write something there.
That is, I reckon it is probably your name, yeah. Or they're like kind of gift size.
So it's for the person.
You should have written my name on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I only just noticed.
I do, I enjoy it.
Yeah?
Because it's not as sweet as a normal Kit Kat.
Yeah, it's not like it's sweet, but it's not like... Yeah, it's not chocolatey.
Like we're eating like just two of the mini ones, but I reckon I could eat a whole Kit Kat sized version of this Kit Kat. Yeah, and it's nice to see that they have the exact same slogan as the original type of Kit Kat.
Have a break.
Don't say it. You're not allowed to say it.
Oh God,
we'll probably get sued or something.
Well, you fucked it up before.
Why? Oh yeah, I said take a break.
Yeah,
which we can say. Because that's not their slogan. Because it's shit.
I love it if that's their slogan in the second part and it's just take a Kit Kat. And you're like, no, 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 we endorse you stealing them from shops. Just take it.
Yeah. I mean, you want it, take it.
Just take it.
Did you eat this actual sweet potato?
No.
Like in any...
No, I didn't.
It'd be interesting to see what if it actually tastes like the sweet potato.
Well, yeah, because I looked it up and it seems to be... what they put into a lot of sweet things.
So it is a dessert potato.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So good.
Yeah, that's really cool that it's a vegetable that's sweet.
But there's a lot of stuff over there. So, yeah, in Japan there's a lot of desserts that are potato-based apparently.
Really?
In Singapore and Thailand a bit, there's a lot of sweet like desserts that are cheese-based but not like cheesecake but like – I bought an ice cream in Singapore and there was literally just a slice of cheese in it.
Like normal cheese.
It was slightly sweeter, but yes.
What?
Yeah, like there was a biscuit and then a slice of cheese on the biscuit and then they sucked that into a soft serve ice cream.
What?
Yeah.
Is that meant to be like the entree and then you eat the ice cream as dessert?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's kind of cute.
Very strange.
How did you eat it?
I ate the cheese thing first and then ate the ice cream.
Yeah. So maybe
it just made sense in my brain, I guess, to do that.
Yeah, because I can't imagine. Well, I mean, it'd be very interesting to note if they do like take a bite of the cheese and the biscuit and then have a little dip of ice cream.
Yeah, you scoop the ice cream onto the cheese.
Well, I mean, popcorn and ice cream is cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like if
I ever get
a Choc Top, I'll dip my popcorn.
Yeah, I once got a ice cream from somewhere and it had like popcorn as the topping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like
probably Messina.
Yeah, I think it was from yogurt place.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was yogurt, not ice cream, but still, it like, yeah, I don't know.
Not sure.
Yeah. Like.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When I want my sweet things to be sweet. I don't need the salty.
Yeah. See, I'm a fan of that. Like, I'll eat a bit of a sweet thing, but then I'll have to have like a chip or something to.
Oh, no, I'm definitely that. Yeah. And I'm definitely into like a salt rim on a margarita.
Yeah.
That's what
just
I'm
so
thinking.
We get all of Vicky's
likes. I just want to put that out there. If you're going to make me a margarita, make sure there's a salt rim on it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah, it was an amazing trip, and I'm sure I'll drip feed stories of it when I remember them.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say it's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you.
Couldn't be Vic and Em's without the Vic.
That's true.
And I've just been here slaving away.
I was going to say, what did you do for a whole month while you didn't have me?
I mean, I moved house, which is a stressful endeavor.
You did do that. Yes.
I mean, relationship house
to be closer to me as well.
Yes, yeah.
That was the only reason you moved.
Yeah,
house.
It makes recording at the pod loft a bit easier.
It does.
Can sort of just teleport here. No. if I could teleport here, I could be anywhere.
That's true.
Would have been fine.
You could live in New York.
Beautiful.
Do you reckon that's where would you live if you could live anywhere in the world?
Probably, maybe New York just to try it out, or London.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
I haven't been back. I haven't been to London for ages, but I loved New York when I was there. I reckon I'd give New York a red hot crack.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, once this podcast becomes incredibly successful, thanks to our fine listeners, not fine as in like, yes, so fine.
Maybe I could get enough money to build a dome over Singapore and then I'd move there.
I mean, I love this podcast and I have no doubt that it's going to be extremely successful.
Yeah, but maybe
a
not
dome
that.
Over an entire city is probably a bit out of reach.
You reckon?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to stunt your ability and or the success
ambition.
Of our, yeah, the ambition, but.
Thank you.
Possibly not.
Okay, well, we'll see.
But yeah, if not Singapore with a dome, then perhaps New York City.
Yeah.
We could even just do maybe like, I don't know, like sort of an exchange kind of thing with the podcast and take it over there and just meet really interesting people over in New York City.
You mean like tour it?
I mean, yeah, Vicky, if that's what you want to call it, I mean a tour, yeah.
All right, let's do that then.
I know, but I didn't, whatever. Classic. She's been back 5 minutes and she's already on my back.
Yep.
Hey,
you love me.
But yeah, so I've been moving house, which has been quite a stressful endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, furniture doesn't really tessellate with doorways very well.
Oh, God, no. Nope.
And where I was moving from had quite a few flights of stairs.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a pain in the A as well.
Did you do it all? You didn't hire anyone to do it?
No, didn't hire anyone to do it.
We have a lot of friends that work in the removalist industry.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get any of them to help?
I mean, I'm very much of the mindset that I'm like, I can, it's fine. We can
I'm
do
an
it
independent
ourselves.
Woman.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we just did it all by ourselves, which, you know, was a mistake.
I've moved house, like, with just me and my partner at the time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, never again. That was after that I vowed to always hire someone to do it.
Yeah, look, Vicky, I mean, I've never claimed to be, incredibly intelligent. That's not a claim that I've ever made, but basically the day that we were moving out, I was like packing up the dryer and the washing machine, right? And they both happened to be in the laundry and we were like, yeah, I know, it's so weird. They're actually now both in the bathroom, which is like half bathroom, half laundry. So there you go. So we had to move the washer and the dryer and we're down there and I go to like unscrew the washing machine, right? Like, so it's connected to a tap. It's also connected to the power, right?
Yep.
And so I flick off the power thing and I pull out the power cord and I'm down there and I'm like...
I feel like I know where this story is going.
I'm like, I'm just going to twist open the tap connection, right? And I, as I'm untwisting it, I turn to my boyfriend and I'm like, okay, it's... it feels like there's some pressure behind this connection, but, you know, should I do it anyway? And he doesn't say anything. So there's a second for him to be like, no, 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 don't, or whatever. And he doesn't. And which is still sort of a point of contention because I'm like, you didn't say no. And he's like, you didn't give me a chance to say no. Because I unscrewed this tap connection and water pissed everywhere. Like, I'm talking everywhere. Yeah. Like, our laundry started flooding.
Yep.
That's how much it was pissing water everywhere.
Yep.
And, like, it wasn't a tap that you could just turn off. Like, it, you needed a spanner to turn the tap off. So it's fucking pissing. I'm so sorry to the environment at this point because I wasted so much water. Like, I genuinely feel bad. Anyway, so then it was, like, 10 minutes of him being like, I can't fucking turn it off, and me being like, I can't fucking – what do you want me to fucking do? Turn it to
could
like,
you, you couldn't put the hose back into it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, maybe. But I mean, it was very high pressure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I mean, both mentally and physically. and so I ran around the apartment. There was four apartments in the apartment block I used to live in, and I ran around to all of them sort of door knocking, being like, does anyone have a spanner?
Oh my god, I need a spanner.
Yeah. And so I found a dude who was clearly asleep because he came to the door and was like, what do you want? And I was like, I just need a spanner. Anyway, gave me this spanner, but the spanner was like 2 centimeters, and the thing we needed was a spanner that was like 10 centimeters. Like, it was a tiny spanner and we needed a big spanner.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I ran.
You needed a shifter is what you needed.
All right, whatever.
It's a shifting spanner. Like, right, it's okay, like, yeah, it varies in size.
Yes, I needed a shifting spanner.
Shifter, yep.
And a shifter, anyway. And I get it, tools. And so ran back, gave the spanner to my boyfriend, and then I was like, I'll try and turn the water off, right? So I tried to find the water main. I found the water main, but then the tap on the water main was too tight. Like, it took me like 5 minutes to like friggin', who am I, friggin'. My mum? Friggin' bloody. anyway, turned off the tap and finally turned the tap off and the water stopped. And then we worked out a way to turn the thing in the actual laundry as well. But then we had to get the washing machine from the floor out of the laundry. Yeah, the flooded floor. Thanks for rubbing it in. The flooded floor out of the laundry onto a trailer.
Yep.
Washing machines are fucking heavy.
Yeah, they're real heavy.
Like,
washing machine and dryer are two of the heaviest things that you can.
Dryer's
all right.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Dryer, we moved from upstairs to downstairs and it was like no problem.
Nice. But the washing
machine. The washing machine is heavy.
It's all the water that was in it, mate.
Oh my gosh. It was an absolute ordeal. But we, that was very formal of me. It was an absolute ordeal. I haven't even been hanging out with my mum, so I don't know why I sound like her all of a sudden. Freaking bloody absolute ordeal. but yeah, so it was a very stressful time, but I am now in my new place.
Yay.
Very much enjoying that. Really lovely spot. Good. Much closer to Vicky, which I'm thrilled with.
All you need.
And we have a new housemate, which is awesome. She's great. Really lovely. She's from California.
Oh, nice.
So maybe I'll have some cool, I don't know, Cali chat.
That'd be great.
So far, so good. There's been no words that I'm like, I don't know what that means.
She's not like a valley girl.
No, she doesn't seem it.
Is that even a thing anymore? Is that back in the 90s? I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. I can ask her.
Yeah, find out. Let's find out.
But yeah, so that's been really good. And other than that, I've just been sort of hanging out in the shadows waiting for you to be back.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You didn't really go out a lot. Didn't really do that much without me.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I can't. Oh, I went to a – was that while you were away? I think it was. I went to a gin distillery because it was International Gin Day.
Fuck yeah.
At some point, which was very good.
That sounds amazing. I'm doing Dry July at the moment, but can we go back to that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For some reason, I had gotten very, very drunk the night before International Gin Day and so then went to a gin distillery very hungover.
Great.
And because it was perfect. International Gin Day, they were doing free gin tastings.
Of course they were, yeah.
And so the first
thing... That's why you go on International Gin Day.
So the first thing that happened was I was greeted by six different half shots of gin straight. And I can tell you, it was an effort. It was an absolute ordeal. It was not fabulous. It wasn't great, but I did enjoy meeting some new gin that I hadn't tried.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, great.
And it's definitely added to my home bar, which is good.
Nice. Well, yeah, I've only discovered in the last couple of years that I quite like gin.
Yeah.
So I'd love to go and try some different.
Yeah,
types.
And this particular distillery is fantastic. But I think that actually it's Four Pillars. If you want to sponsor us, you're my favorite gin. So please
give
do
us some
that.
Money. Yeah,
I mean, I would love that. I absolutely love your gin, and that is no lie. They're not even paying me at this point. Yeah, they're not even paying us at this point. But look, you could be. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah. What's in it for you? Everything.
Well, I mean, gin for ages was like an old lady drink. Yeah. It was like, you know,
Mother's Room.
Yeah.
Is that Mother's Room?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
I think just there was just like this stereotype that it was for old ladies. And really? It's also, there's still a stereotype that it's like the sad spirit.
People drinking gin at home by themselves.
No, sad as in like it makes you sad. You know how there's like the.
Yeah, absolutely. No. I've definitely cried. The first time I ever got drunk on gin, I cried so much.
But was it the gin or just alcohol?
I cry all the time when I drink.
Yeah, exactly. So don't be blaming the gin.
No, that's good. Yeah.
I had this conversation with someone recently. Like, I feel like there's also, you know, the sort of classic that rum makes you angry kind of thing.
Does it?
People, is it rum or whiskey? Yeah. There's one of the dark spirits.
Yeah, this is because I don't drink anything apart from like cider, vodka and the occasional tequila.
And then
I discovered that I like gin, so I'm sort of like branching out a little bit. But because I never drank any of those things,
I didn't learn
any of it.
Yeah, well, I do think it's either rum or whiskey. Someone can correct me. I think it is rum that people are like, yeah, like when I get on the rums, I punch people kind of thing. And then gin is obviously people are like, yeah, it's the sad spirit. Everyone cries on gin.
Yeah.
But can vouch. Can vouch. It does make me very sad.
Yep.
But I do think that, I mean, alcohol in general is a depressant.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's probably not necessarily the spirit itself, but more just the spirit of the human being drinking.
When you're more sad, you drink gin.
Yeah.
And then
you're even more sad. Yep. But I, like, for example, I personally think that tequila is devil juice.
Yeah, right.
Like any time that I do a tequila shot, I do something absolutely awful. But I think it's in that case, the reason that I'm doing a tequila shot is because I'm so lit that I don't do shots until I've already shot.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Yes.
So I've got to be already so drunk to do a tequila shot. So it's not tequila that's doing it. It's the fact that I'm drinking so much that I think it's a good idea to do a shot. You know? So
my new rule is like no shots.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
But a nice tequila sunrise, that's, you know, that's fine. That's just orange juice with, you know, grenadine and some tequila in it.
Mm. I just don't like the taste of tequila, but I think it's just because I've thrown up tequila too much.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
For anyone playing at home, you're welcome for that beautiful imagery.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a bit of that while you've been away, but not a lot. I've been riding my bike a lot.
Fuck yeah. So cool now.
I am. You know what? I think I am. Yeah. I've actually started parting my hair in the middle as well. Something's changed.
I did that when I was in high school. It was not cool.
What?
Is it cool now?
Middle parts?
Yeah.
Of course.
Are they cool?
Middle parts are definitely cool. If anyone
objects, I technically have one. You just can't really see it because of my fringe.
Yeah. I've always had a side part. I woke up one morning and I got a middle part.
When I was in high school.
I have been changed for good.
When I was in high school, side parts were definitely cool.
Yeah.
And middle parts were for the geeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like everything, glasses are cool now. Middle parts are cool now.
I'm finally cool, guys.
I didn't have
glasses in high school, by the way. So I didn't have that.
Did you need them or you just hadn't
been
tested?
No, I didn't really need them until I was in uni.
Right. Yeah.
It's just getting older and eyesight's going, you know.
Uni's that old, man.
Yeah. You know.
Just being older than a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fair enough.
And they've just got worse and worse as I've got older.
Yeah.
I'll be blind by the time I'm 60.
Do you think?
No. I'll be fine.
Both of your parents have glasses though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just the way the world works.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most people need glasses, even if they don't know they need them.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I always thought that I had 20/20 vision, right? I can see distance and stuff. Yeah. Like I'm very, like I can read signs that are really far away and stuff. And people are like, can you actually read that? And I'm like, yeah, I can. But I actually need glasses because my left eye isn't as strong as my right eye. Just a fun fact.
Of course. Well, I thought that I was fine. Like, because you don't know until you have someone correct it for you.
Yeah, and then you're like, whoa.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is amazing.
I went, the time that I may have talked about this before, but the time that I like finally was told, yes, you need to have glasses, and they got a script for me, I didn't. They were like, no, 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 you don't need them like right this very second. You can go home. You'll get them in about a week. It'll be fine. I was like, okay, cool. But then I drove home and like if I put my hand over my right eye and just look through my left eye, I couldn't read the number plate of the car like stopped in front of me.
Wow.
Like, that's how bad that was. And I was like, how did I ever think that my eyes were fine?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. But you just don't know until... Yeah. You know,
I guess it's like what we always say with comedy and stuff. You don't know. Exactly. You don't know what you don't know.
Yep.
Then when you know you don't know it, you know you don't know it.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's just the way the entire world works. Look at that. Truth bomb. Bombshells being dropped.
You're welcome, listeners. Yeah. You're welcome. We have many a treat in store for Vic and Am's Comedy Gems.
Yeah.
We are exciting stuff happening. It is really exciting.
Exciting
we're having,
times.
It is exciting times indeed. We have, as always, some awesome gems coming along to make some comedic gems with us, which is awesome.
Great.
And we have lots going on in our lives that we...
Yeah, I reckon I'm going to try and, like I have with these Kit Kats, I'm going to bring more of my life into yours, I reckon.
Perfect. I would love to do that with you as well.
Okay.
That sounds a bit sexual.
Ooh, all right. No.
Well, I've been discussing maybe taking you out to play some lawn games.
Oh, hell yeah.
Love a bit of a
I lawn. Honestly thought you were going to say, I'm going to take you to a yoga class.
Well,
oh,
yes.
No.
I also think that I should take Vicky Hanlon to a yoga class.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, okay. Well, in that case, I'm making you play video games.
Perfect.
Fine.
I mean, I will be shit at them. I can't.
It's all right. I'm not very good at them. I just play them.
I can't tell you how... Oh, like I don't even want to imagine how horrible I'm going to be.
Because I'm going to be smashing at yoga.
Well, I never had a gaming console ever as a child.
No, I mean, I had a Game Boy, but I never had a console like until the PS2.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
You're fine.
That's a PlayStation, right?
Yeah. The second one.
But yeah, no, I definitely will take you to a yoga class. I think if anyone has any sort of preference as to what class Vicky and I should go to.
I don't want
to
do the hot one.
No, definitely no Bikram.
Okay.
We're not doing that. That is not a thing that I like to do.
Okay, cool.
But I'm talking like, do you think we should do a yin yoga class? Do you think we should do a hatha yoga class?
What the fuck?
Vinyasa flow class. If anyone listening has a preference to what yoga style they think Vicky and I should do together, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, etc., and let us know because I'm excited.
All right, fine. What video game should I get, Emily?
And if you have any preference as to
nothing
what
on the
video
Xbox,
game,
I've got PS4 or Switch.
There you go.
Tell me what you want.
and then we can play the specific game that you want us to play, which would be very fun. I think we should do like a live
we'll
game
record
play.
You
yeah,
trying to
that would be so that. Fun.
All right, okay.
I don't know how we'll hold the mics and the controllers, but
yeah, well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. But yeah, so that'll be really fun. So we'll start to explore a little bit more of each other's worlds.
Ooh.
Even though they're very close geographically.
It's true.
Yeah.
A lot closer now.
But yeah, so it's really exciting and we have some really exciting new stuff coming your way.
Yeah.
So as always, thank you so very much for listening to our wonderful podcast.
Thank you.
Which we very much enjoy and love to bring to you. So
It's my favorite thing that I do at the moment.
It's my favorite thing that I do at the moment as well. I absolutely love this. So thank you so much for listening.
Yeah,
please,
thanks,
as we said a few episodes ago, if you do enjoy the podcast, spread the clip.
Yeah, leave us like a rating on iTunes and all that sort of stuff. That actually does help.
Yeah, yeah. Rate us on iTunes as long as it's a 5. And,
oh, yeah, sorry. Leave us a good rating on iTunes. Yeah. That helps.
Yeah, a 5-star rating on iTunes would be great.
Yeah.
And if you have mates that you think would enjoy the podcast, which I'm sure you do, please do spread the word.
Tell them.
And thanks so much for listening. And we will be speaking to you soon.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.